But he was phenomenal. He could double clutch on the bass drum, and he played very unorthodox. He was the next in line from Earl Palmer, and he really raised the bar on that. Then there were other people like Tenno, who played with Fats Domino for many years. And we had a guy named Harry Nance that the world wouldn't know, but he had the best.